Lady Midlothian had been unfortunate in her marriage, having united herself to a man of bad character who had used her ill and from whom she had now been for some years separated. Alice might have spared her allusion to this misfortune when speaking of the Countess, to the cousin who was so fond of her, but she was angered by the application of that odious word respectable to her own prospects, and perhaps the more angered as she was somewhat inclined to feel that the epithet did suit her own position. Her engagement, she had sometimes told herself, was very respectable, and had as often told herself that it lacked other attractions which it should have possessed. She was not quite pleased with herself in having accepted John Grey, or rather perhaps was not satisfied with herself in having loved him. In her many thoughts on the subject, she always admitted to herself that she had accepted him simply because she loved him, that she had given her quick assent to his quick proposal simply because he had won her heart. But she was sometimes almost angry with herself that she had permitted her heart to be thus easily taken from her, and had rebuked herself for her girlish facility. But the marriage would be at any rate respectable. Mr. Grey was a man of high character, of good though moderate means. He was, too, well educated, of good birth, a gentleman, and a man of talent. No one could deny that the marriage would be highly respectable, and her father had been more than satisfied. Why Miss Vavasor herself was not quite satisfied will, I hope, in time make itself appear. In the meanwhile, it can be understood that Lady Midlothian's praise would gall her. "Alice, don't be uncharitable," said Lady Macleod severely. "Whatever may have been Lady Midlothian's misfortunes, no one can say they have resulted from her own fault." "Yes, they can, Aunt, if she married a man whom she knew to be a scapegrace because he was very rich and an earl." "She was the daughter of a nobleman herself, and only married in her own degree, but I don't want to discuss that. She meant to be good-natured when she mentioned..."